Here we are at the World Pork Expo in the Novus International tent. With me is Scott Fleetwood, who is Executive Director of Global Marketing and Products for Novus International. And, of course, this is a great place for you to be at World Pork Expo. Right. What did you think about the crowd?
Well, I think the crowds were down a little bit, but overall the people that were here were very enthusiastic. There was a lot of good conversations that were going on. You know, people were looking for ways to continue to be in the pork industry and produce and provide the world with affordable, wholesome food. And, you know, I think that's what people are looking at, is how to move forward and keep doing what they've been doing for a long time.
And how is Novus International helping them do that?
Well, I mean, Novus, it's been a very exciting time for us over the last several years. I think within the last 4 years, our sales have increased 4x. The size of the company has tripled. Our mission is to provide feed the world with affordable, wholesome food, and at the same time maintaining environmental integrity. We're very committed to all this kind of thing. And that's kind of what we do. We try to put together programs or products that can help the growers, you know, achieve their goal and then stay profitable at the same time. Other things that makes it very exciting for us this year is it's not only our 50th anniversary of Santaquin being in the industry, but it's also our 25th anniversary of our TBA plant at Chocolate Bayou, which is our methionine precursor, or our amino acid in that marketplace, which we're a leader in. So it's a very exciting year for us this year.
Well, and Novus International has a huge product line. Not only do you have these older products, like the ones you just mentioned, but you have a whole new product line that you've introduced just in the last few years.
Right. We prefer to call them seasoned products instead of older products. Older products means they're losing their place in the marketplace. But they're still as viable and essential to the grower to produce a good product or a wholesome product as they were 25, 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. But you're right. One of our goals is really to be the preferred supplier, solution provider for our customers in the area of nutrition, health through nutrition. To do that, you have to be able to cover a lot of the customer needs or issues, pain points, if you want to call them. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just one thing many times that's causing an issue for a customer. Things can be linked together. So you can see structural integrity issues where, okay, that would mean a mineral would be a good thing to add, like our Mintrex. But there could be other things where the feed quality is important that the animal's eating. So again, Santaquin plays into that. Or if you're trying to increase the protein content of the meat, our Alamet product, as we talked about, we're going through our 25th year anniversary. So there's a lot of those things to be able to provide the solution to the customer. That's what I think has driven our success, is that we are very customer focused. What can we do to help provide them the solution? So that's why we build our portfolio the way we have.
And not only are you providing solutions for your customers, but you're providing solutions for your customers to provide their customers with added value, like DHA.
Yeah, we are moving into different areas, more of your functional food areas and support things, such as DHA, which is essential for eye, brain, and heart health. I think in 98% of baby food, DHA is an essential part of that formulation. And now we are working with our customers to help them find ways to include that level of DHA in meat, eggs, milk, a lot of those different areas. So again, we're trying to, as you say, help the customers. And we also, one of the areas I think it's important to help our consumers understand what it takes and the process to provide them with affordable, wholesome food. Because it is a very complicated process. And a vast majority of our population has been away from the farm for at least two generations. Today, we're one of the leading producers of food in the world, and it's done with only 0.7% of our total population in this country, which is an amazing thing. And you can only do that through high-production, efficient agriculture.
Now, Novus is a very diverse company in terms of not only your customers, in terms of providing to livestock producers of all types, from poultry to dairy to pork, but also diverse in terms of your global market. You market to 80 countries, is that right?
Yeah, we are currently in 80 countries. We have locations, I think offices in about 20. As I say, our employees, we have about around 800 globally now. A couple years ago, we were heavily focused on the U.S., but we have spread that focus out, and we're probably closer to 50-50 or maybe even 60-40 now. And the important thing there is to understand what's going on in different world areas and how that also can impact the U.S. farmer and producer. And again, understanding what are the different local needs, because as commodity prices such as soybeans and corn have continued to increase, what are the alternatives that the grower, that the producers can use and still produce a high quality product? And that's one of the reasons, again, we built our portfolio, such as with enzymes, our Cybenza line of products and the Mintrex line and our Activate DHA, and again, our 50-year-old Santaquin product, though we're going to next generations of those type of antioxidants, such as Agrado Plus, more of a dietary antioxidant type of thing. So it's important to be global so you can keep in touch and help your customers and keep in touch with what's going on globally.
A lot of negativity right now in the industry, especially the hog industry, the dairy industry, with prices the way they are and costs the way they are. How optimistic is Novus as a company that we're going to get through this time?
We're very optimistic. And as I said, you know, it's been obvious with our growth over the last 4 or 5 years. Last year we grew significantly, and it was a stressful market for our customers last year. But again, I think they realize that we're trying to help them and provide ways that they can stay in business, still provide that high-quality product. So we're optimistic about it. People are going to eat. People want to eat a high-protein or animal protein diet or add that into their diets. And we're going to be there to help provide that and help our customers provide that to their end customers. So we're very optimistic about it.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Scott Fleetwood, here at Novus International's tent at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.
I got a little bit of your-